Okay, good morning. We are Sunday, we're on Daf Mem Zayin. We've got three more Dapim, right? We finished the Masechta on Tuesday, Bezrat Hashem, right? We are Mem Zayin Shvuot, Mem Zayin, but I'm starting on the top of the Amud. Haya Echad Men Masachek Bekubya. So if you go look in the Mishnah quickly, the Mishnah was a very, very long Mishnah. And then the Mishnah gave a whole list of examples. It said at the end of Amud Bet of Mem Dalad. Right, Vahalo Melech Loch Vat, Shekenegdo Chashu Lashvua Keitzad. Let me see, Achad Shvua Ta'edu, Achad Shvua Ta'pikadim, Vafilu Shvua Tsha, which we just learned now yesterday. Then Ayah Echad Mem Masachek Bekubi, if one was a gambler, or Mav Ribit, or a lender of Ribit, or Mafricha Yodim, or it was a bird chaser that raced pigeons. Vesochare Shvit, or he traded in produce of Shemitah. Shekenegdo, any of these guys are next to you, in other words, they can't make a Shvua, you make a Shvua and you take it. So the Gemara's first question is, right, Hatulamani, what if suddenly the Mishnah brings a whole list of examples here of all these different things? Masachet Bekubya, Mafricha Yonim, Socher Shvit, right? What do we need all that whole list for? So Gemara says, no, Tanei Pesula Doraita, Uktanei Pesula Rabbanan, not a big distance. We learned originally Pesuka Doraita, and then we learned all the other Pesula Rabbanan. Look at Rashi there. Gazlan is a Rabbanan who. Damrinan, Asmachte lo kanya, right? What is it? What's a masachet bekubya? A gambler, right? It's a person who plays with dice, right? Who throws gazlan? He's a gazlan derabanan. He's not a gazlan doraita. He's a gazlan derabanan. Why is he a derabanan? Because asmachte lo kanya. Remember that we learned that in Baba Kama. Yeah. That concept of asmachte lo kanya. Right. There's nothing really happening. He just assumes that he can't lose. So therefore, when he went into the game, he never actually believed he could lose. He was certain that he was going to win. And therefore, when he lost, he didn't intend to lose. And therefore, when you take it from him, as if you're a gazlan. That was the idea that we learned. If I remember, that's how we explained it there. That's why he's a
derabanan.
That's a derabanan. Because look, at the end of the day, the guy went in, he went in. You know, with a clear, he was happy. But the svara here is that it's asmacht lo kanya, that he never really thought he was going to lose. And therefore, he never actually intended for you to win. And the fact that you winning and taking from him is actually you're a gazlan. Or if he wins from you, he's the gazlan.
Right.
So that's a gazlan, right? Aba midoraita lo gazlanu. So basically what the Gemara is telling us is that this list of the Mishnah, which we had here on Mem Hei, so we said, so those are all, so that's how we started, v'chad shvua ta'edu, v'chad shvua ta'pikadun, v'afilu shvua tshav, those are doraitas. And then Echad Mehen Misachek Bekubi, or Mavi Beribit, or Mafrich, again, Mavi Beribit would appear from here that a Mavi Beribit is also one of these Durabanan examples. Right? Mavi Beribit.
Where is it in the Mishnah that you were looking at?
Yeah, if you look here. There's a Mavi Beribit Gamur and a Mavi Beribit not Gamur. Right? So in other words, Mavi Beribit not Gamur, right? See, yeah, he says over here, if you go look on Mem Abed, there's a note there. He says, Ava Pi Sheh Sof Sofu Overa Isu Ribit Raita Mishum Chimud Mamur. So Rashi Sheh Lo Nifsal El Mid Raita El HaOvera Isu Gezil Shu Nikra Rashi De Chamas. Okay, a guy who you might structure stuff in such a way that it's not really ribit doraita, but tachlis ribit doraita. Okay, so in all these sorts of, these examples here are all Israel Durabana, and that's why we listed them all. Okay, we've got to go into each one and learn individually, which we're not going to do now. By the way, on that note, yesterday he sent me the copy. It's not the Pnei Yoshua. There's a sefer which is a reasonably new sefer. Written by a guy, I looked it up yesterday, Yoshua somebody, it's called Sefer Kerem Yoshua. So read you what he says here. He says like this, I hope it's still recording. Shalidei shema'ayein b'harbei sugiyot, shebekama bekama masechta, a guy who deals, who looks in detail at a few sugiyas, in a few masechtas, who kone yediyah b'harbei misugiyot ha-shas, he acquires knowledge in many sugiyas in the whole of Shas, v'gam kashi agir l'mod masechta l'acherot, and when he learns other masechtas, lo yuzarim lo in another masechta, they won't be foreign to him, right? We see ourselves over here, so I'm jumping the gun. The guys who listen to Shudana, we spoke about this yesterday, right? That you cover lots of areas in your house. You can easily then finish bini masechtas. And it gives an example. This example is relevant to all of us here. It says, Ula Dugma, Masechet Kiddushin. Says Masechet Kiddushin, Hirakesh Roshav Pranchin Biashazana, three small parts of Shas. Ubabakama, Ubam Metzia, and Rak Arba Vachetzi, Franchant. I don't know what a Franchant is, but probably like some sort of a parak or some Masechet or whatever, or percent or whatever. A percent, God. Gee whiz, percent. Exactly, he says, yeah, it's percent. But he says, Pratzent. Okay, so be, okay, very good. Percent, right? Well, Batra is 6.5% of Shas. Right? So just look at that. Kiddushin is 3%. Baba Kama and Baba Metzia are 4.5%. So that's already 3.5% and 4.5% is 7%. Baba Batra is 6.5%. Right? So that's 13.5%. So if you learn Kiddushin, Baba Metzia, Baba Batra, Baba Kama, you learn 13.5% of Shas. Ava Mishio Deya Techat Nasechta Ana, but even knows one of the sectors, Im Kolam Atosafon, if he does it well, Va'ayayim Bifni Migrochot, right, and looked in other Gemoras which we read, As Yeshto Yediya, Bekareva Shas, as if he knows half, a quarter of Shas. Right, yeah, okay, 25%. Okay, but just but you get a perspective of the percentages, eh? So Kiddushin Baba Kama Metzia Baba Batra is basically, if you know it properly. You
said,
yeah, I said it intuitively, but he has a guy who said it scientifically, right? He's gone and measured. Okay, interesting. Okay, it's probably Mispar Dapim Sugya. Okay, let's go. I don't know why I just suddenly dropped into my mind that I apologize, but ADHD. Okay. Now, a bit. Hayushna and Chashurim. Okay, thank you, Michael, for that. You're going to leave there? You have to go. Right. Hayushna and Chashurim, right? Now we have the next case in the Mishnah was when the people are Chashud, right? The guys who are opposite you should be doing the Shua, but they're Chashud, therefore, make the Shua. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Nachman, Haychit Nan. Right? Look at this Rashi, Haychit Nan. Who's this? Right? Who's it now? It's the strangest. Come on, it's strange. Look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, on Mem Hamud Bet, fourth line from the top of the Mishnah, Mem Hamud Bet, Hayushnehen Chashudin, Chazra HaShvuelim Koma, the Shvuel returns back to the original place. Who's that? Div Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Meir Omer Yachloku. Rabbi Meir says that they split the Shvuel, they split it. Now what I mean they split, we'll see just now what I mean they split. But the bottom line is Rabbi Yossi says, Chozerim Koma, Rabbi Meir says, Yachloku. Look at the Gemara. Hey Chitnan, how do we learn this?
What's the situation?
It's Hayushnehen Chashudin. So I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says Rav Nachman. How do we learn this? In other words, who's who? Yeah, Rav Yossi or Meyachloku or Rimei or Meyachloku, right? Who said Yachloku? Who said Yach Muchzar? Now, our Mishnah is Pashut. So Gemara says Amalei. So Rav Nachman says to Rav, I don't know who said what. So the Gemara says Nihilchet Amai. How's the Halacha? He says Amalei Lo Yadana. He says I don't know. Don't know what the Halacha is. So now the Gemara means it brighter. Itmar. I'm Rabbi Yosef Bar Minyumi, I'm Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yachloku. Rabbi Yossi is Yachloku. Then our Mishnah is the other way around, right? Our Mishnah is the other way around. Right? V'chein Tani Rav Zvid Bar Oishia, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yachloku. So he also agrees. So the Peter went to the Rabbi Yossi, the one who says Yachloku. Ikedami Tani Rav Zvid, I'm Rabbi Oishia, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yachloku. And again, another part, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yachloku. Right? It always seems, I'm Rabbi Yosef Bar Minyumi, I'm Rabbi Nachman, Uvda. Yachlok, Rav Nachman made a uvda, and he said Yachlok, and the Paschal Loch, like Rabbi Yossi, because we know Yachlok is not Rabbi Meir. Not like Rabbi Meir. When Rabbi Meir, we say when Rabbi Meir is mentioned by name, the Yachlok is almost never like him. We've said it before plenty of times. Remember that, Klau, when Rabbi Meir's name is mentioned, the Yachlok is almost never like him. When his name's mentioned. Stamishna, Rabbi Meir. Right? So, and yeah, so we see Rabbi Meir, and our Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. That was with regards to Yachloku. Now, we said over here, Chazra Shvolim Koma. Right, now we learned that in our Mishnah, who said Chazra Shvolim Koma? Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, right? What's like this? Lahechan Chazra. So, what does it mean, goes back to its place? Lahechan Chazra. We understood Pshat in the Mishnah, where they read it is, if there's a guy in front of you who's meant to make a Shvua, Chazra said, no, the other guy makes the Shvua. Ah, he's a Chashud in front of you. He's not going to make the Shvua. So, never goes back to you, make the Shvua, right? That's how we understood it. What did the Babylonian rabbi say? Chazra Shvua le Sinai. The Shvua goes back to Sinai. Look at Rashi here. Le Sinai. Look at the third lines of Rashi. Le Shvuat Har Sinai. Goes back to the Shvuat Sinai. What is the Shvuat Har Sinai? She is Shbiah, because Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem, Amishal make a Shvua, Alot Igzol. and you can't steal. And if you deny your friend the money, God will basically initiate retribution. But if you're alone. In other words, according to the Rabbani of Babel, what happens is if you're chashud, you go free. Don't get money. Look, you make back the shvua. I can't make sure we don't trust him. Go home, goodbye. Money stays where it is. No shvua, nothing. But in Eretz Yisrael, they said what? Chazara shvua lemechuyavla. That's how we understood pshat. What does it mean, mechuyavla? Look at Rashi. Al ze shehoda b'miktzat. Remember, there was a bit of a hoda b'miktzat. So he should have made the shvua. But we said the other guy makes, for example, like the sachir and the balabait. The sachir comes to the balabait, the employer, and says, you owe me two dinar. He says, no, I paid you one dinar. There's a bit of a miktzat. But we say, because the balabait is tarud, so the sachir makes the sachir makes the shvua. In this case, we'll go back to the balabait who made the hoda b'miktzat in the first place. But look at Rashi. V'chevan she'enu yachol yishava, sharei hu chashud hu yishalem. So now, what's the real vort over here? Is he doesn't make the shvua. It should be that he makes the shvua, but he's a chashud. So therefore, he doesn't make the shvua. What does he do? He pays. So he should go back to him, but I can't go back to him because they're both chashud. So therefore, there's no shvua whatsoever, and the guy writes a check. Now remember that, okay? Remember, the bottom line is the Rabbanu Be'et Yisrael say that really it goes back to the guy who should have made the Shvua. But he doesn't make the Shvua, and I can't make the Shvua, right, because I'm a Chashud, but he can't make the Shvua because it should be my Shvua. It goes back to him, therefore he pays. So the bottom line is that he pays. As a result, in Har Sinai, Rabbanu Babel say there's nothing. Rabbanu Be'et Yisrael say there's money. All right, let's remember that. Right, so Chazal Shvua Nisrael, Rabbi Tanis Nisrael, Amu Chazal Shvua Lemechuyav La. Amar Papa, Rabbi Tanis, who are Rabbi Tanis Bavel? Who are they? Rabbi Shmuel. Right, and Rabbi Tanis Shemet Yisrael. Who is he? Who are they? Rav Abba. Right, and now the Gemara brings a proof to prove who each one is. Rabbi Tanis Bavel, Rabbi Shmuel. How do we know that? Now we got a Mishnah. Right, this Mishnah we have learned Mem Hay. We learned it in our own Mishnah. V'chein Hayatomim, the orphans. Lo Yifru Ela B'Shvua. How can a Yotom get something out of somebody because he's coming from the rights of his father, right? Or V'Chein Yotomim Lo Yifru Ela B'Shvua. V'Avinan Bayim. We said we had a kashi on this. Miman, right? Who's he? Who? What's going on over here, right? Ileime Milove. If you tell me that the Yotomim are coming to the Love and they're making a Shvua that and the Love has to pay him. But the Gemara says like this, Avua and Shaka Beloshua. His father, if his father was alive, he'd go to the Lord and say, you owe me the money, don't get me a Shua. The Inu Bishu says, why is he coming in a Shua? He's coming in place of his father. Why should the Yatom have to make a Shua where his father never had to make the Shua? Right? Because at the end of the day, he's coming with the Shut of his father. Elahachi, therefore, can't be that. That's what we're talking about. Elahachi, the Chain, we got over here. This Gemara in Ketubot says like this: "V'chein yatomim min hayatomin lo yifru ela b'shvua." It's now the second generation. My father lent your father money. I'm now coming to you to get the money, and I can't get the money from you without a shvua. Okay, that's what we're talking about, right? And now here's the proof: V'rabu Shmuel and Rabu Shmuel, the Amrit, they say these are our talmidim of Bavel, who said it goes back to Sinai that there's no shvua, right? The Amrit Ravahu. Lo shanu, when do we learn this? Ela shemet malve b'chaye love. This is so long as when the father of the when the malve himself died, the love was still alive. Okay, so in other words, his children inherited alone, and the original love still lived. Ava met love b'chaye malve. But if the love, right, the debtor, died first, and the malve was still alive. Kvar nitchayev malve livnei love shvua. Now the father called as a klal. You can't take money from your tomim without a shvua. So the father has already got the din of a shvua. The father has already got a shvua. So when his children step into his shoes, the children of the malve, they already inherit a shvua obligation. Right? And now what's the problem? V'ein adam mori shvua lebanav. You don't do that. You can't bequeath your children a shvua. You've got the shvua, not your children. So there's a problem now, right? The children can't make a shvua. Now, they can't make a shvua. So therefore, what happens if they can't make a shvua? Now, the only way the children can get the money is by making a shvuah, because their father already inherited the shvuah. But they can't inherit the shvuah. I mean, their father's already obligated by shvuah. They now can only do what their father could do. And their father's going to give them the shvuah. That was good, but they can't inherit the shvuah. They can't make a shvuah that your father's meant to make. So now we get a situation where they can't make a shvuah. So that's Rabbi Tanu B'Bavel. It goes back to Sinai. No, it doesn't matter. In any case, so you're right. Our Mishnah is speaking about chashudin, but we can learn chashudin from not chashudin, from a circumstance where the one can't make a shvuah. Our reason was for the chashudin. He doesn't matter. He had to come and shvuah because they can't morish a shvuah. Look at Rashi quickly. I mean, it's a good point. I accept your point. Right? Ve'ed adam morish levanav mamon shu mechuyav alav shvuah. So Rashi explains it beautifully. The Gemara says you can't morish a shvuah. Rashi says, what do you mean you can't morish a shvuah? You can't bequeath that sort of money. Money that's determined on coming with the shvuah is an inheritance, right? Alma hoyel v'hu mechuyav shvuah shelo hitkabalti chov zeh. Since the Yotom's going to make a shvuah, I never got this money. But Yotom and Yochin Shavak and I come to shvuah. Ela shelo pakad mu abba. All I can say is my father, right? Never told us about it. V'ein zu shvuah mutar la'avihim. It's not the same shvuah. The father's going to shvuah to say you pay me back it. All they can say is my father. Our father never told us that you paid him back. That's different. The father can shvuah. The gam yatme love. And now the love him also can't make a shvuah. Because okay, maybe he can't make a shvuah. They make a shvuah that has been paid back. Right? They also can't make a yuchin shavah shibur avin. They can't make it. They don't know. Kamra v'shmuel shelo yiparu. Therefore they don't pay. Alma hamechuyav shvuah. You see this, Robert? V'ein yecholin nishavah lo zeh v'lo zeh. See, so our example was because of chashud. But irrespective of what the reason was, right? If you suggest we neither can make a shvuah, sphere of shvuah, it's obviously of a shmuel, chazra shvuah le sinai, the shvuah goes back to Mount Sinai, we rely on Hashem, the ain kan lo shvuah v'lo pirawan. So we prove beautifully that that sphere holds Rav Shmuel. Now let's go on to Eretz Yisrael, who said that it turns, right, to le mechuyav lah. Okay, so now the next example that gives you Rabbi Tanshim to Israel. Who's that? Rabbi Abba. Right? Tahu Gavra, there's a case. Right? This comes from Rabbi Batra. Right? Lamed Gimel. And also an answer we've learned previously on Lamed Bet. Right? So we've got a case like this. Ahu Gavra, you'll remember this in a second. The Chataf Niska Mechavra. Remember, he stole like a silver ingot, or piece of silver, silver bar, or silver piece of silver from his friend. Atla Kamed Ravami. Came in front of Rami now as a Beitin. Yati Rav Abba, come here, Rav Abba, who's our case. We're saying Rav Abba is the guy who we're going after. He was sitting there in the room. Aitai chad sahada demichtaf chatafa midah. And he brought a witness. There's one witness who comes to prove. Now, there's only one witness. What do we normally do in the writer? One witness. Shvua. Shvua. Right? You can bring a shvua. Right? So there's one witness who comes along and says that he's Enachinami. I saw him grab it out of his hand. So look at this. The defendant says, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm not denying it. You're right. I chapped it. But what's the only problem here? Chatfi v'chatafi v'didi chatfi. It's mine. I grabbed my own back from him. He had taken it from me. I took it back. He not because he never, he admits that he took it. But it's mine. Right? I'm not a ganef. So I'm going to have Ami, right? Look at the Kutta Rashi here for a second. Okay, now straightforward. Yeah, Rashi says here from El, says, Sheli chatafti, shata gazalto meni. You took it from me. Okay. So now we've got a problem, right? You remember this Gemara? We learned it the other day. So now, Amar Rav Ami, Heichi ledainu ledainu lehai dina. How do I judge this case? Name Leizil Shalim. If I tell the guy, listen, you admitted to me that you've stolen it, go pay. Right? Look at Rashi, because Rashi actually throws in a twist, right? If I say to him, Lishalem, go pay, right? Look at Rashi, Taha Mode de Chataf, because he admitted he took it. But lo kol hemenu, shall call Chotef lo mash lichtaf. And you can't just stand along and say, it's mine. You're right, I stole it, but it's actually mine. We don't believe you when you say that.
But he didn't say he stole it.
I snatched it. So snatching, what's snatching? I took it by force, without his permission. I grabbed it from him, right? Okay, you're right. Okay, you're right. He never stole it. He said, I grabbed it. Now, you can't just grab things and assume that they, and then say that they're mine. Okay? Let's explain that way. But on the other hand, Leike Trey Sahada, I haven't got two witnesses who saw it. So I called Mikaradi and really make him pay. Because I've only got one witness. Right? Look at Rashi. Leike Trey Sahada. This is Rashi's twist. Umigo! There's a Migo here. Why is there a Migo? Give us a heart attack there.
Oh,
right?
That's his wife calling.
Okay, umigo, right? What's the migo? Right? The migo is te'i bai lemeimar lo chatvi. If he had said, I never snatched it, meheiman nami. Right? He'd be meheiman, right? Because only one aid. So it's one aid. He could make a shvua at the end of the day. Or he could say, I never took it at all. So therefore, he's also nami lemeimar. So meheiman nami. So he says, the meheiman nami, the meheiman didn't chatvi. Therefore, just like he's the migo that he could have said, I'd never snatched it. We believe him, he could say it's mine. So we got a migo here, right? Migo. Right. On the other hand, right, niftere, if I say, okay, the guy's patru, go home, right, look at Rashi. Like a trace sahade. Umigo the bai lemem alochat filmet, right, ikachad sahade. If I say, sorry, niftere, mishum hai migo, I should patru, maybe because there is a migo here. Because he could have said, I never took it. Now, because he admitted taking it, he's an honest guy, we believe him, right? He's a tzaddik. On the other hand, what's the problem? There is one witness here. Look at Rashi. If there was a, if he had said no, have a baye nishtabuya la kishraid. He wouldn't have just gone, he would have had to make a shvua. He would have had to make a shvua. The guy who stole, snatched it. Yeah. Negative aid. There's one
what
aid.
What
would the shvua have been? I never said that was mine.
Ah, well, there's difference. Because one witness says that he snatched it.
Doesn't matter, he still has to make a shvua.
Okay.
And we've seen now that making a shvigo means it's not migo. Because the migo is only a migo if he never had to make a shvua, he said, okay, I was a ne'eman. But Mika, he wasn't really a ne'eman. He would only be a ne'eman after he'd made the shvua. Still, it's not migo, like Mati said. And look at Rashi, yeah? Lishtabe et ha-shvua sha'eid mechaivu. Elo yachol. But now he can't even make that shvur anymore that he never snatched it. Why? Hold on, that shvur is aid mechaybo. And Yachol daham mori lechataf. V'ha'ed mechaybo lishava shelo chataf. Sorry, David. Rashi did differently. He would have to make a shvur that he never snatched it. Sorry, you're right. All right? And he already said that he snatched it. So he can't make that shvur. So therefore, there's no migo anymore, isn't that right? I mean, Rashi changed. I mean, before I wrote the sugi, it was like differently. That's why I answered David, I answered him. But you see, Rashi adds this migo in, and it changes the whole understanding of the sugi, right?
There should never be a migo when there's a witness.
There should never be a migo when there's a witness. Well, in actual fact, if the witness says it differently to what he said, okay, I don't know, too complicated for me. The gabe hach shvua hu pasul kegazlan etzel kol shvuot. And therefore, and you can't make a shvua like I wanted to say that it's his own that he took. That's not a shvua. There's not a shvua like that. The shvua is only did you take it or didn't you take it? Not did you take your own. You can say, listen, you telling me I stole from you. I never stole from you. I never chapped it out of your hands. That's the time. The time at the moment is you grabbed something of mine. The question is, did you or didn't you grab it? Not, is it yours, isn't yours? That's what I'm disputing at the moment. Why don't I don't know, it's not going to that now, because your eyes are begging for
if
a question.
Really sure, go to the crux.
So, I'm an Arab, Abba. Right, you confused me now with the facts this morning, David, yeah. Okay, right. So, bottom, we're trying to prove now that Rab Abba is the day of Eretz Yisrael, right? So now, he sat there, Rav Ami, and he's debating, deliberating how to deal with this, right? So I'm Rav Abba. Have a mechuyav shvua, right? In actual fact, he's chay of the shvua. V'ein yachol yishava, but he can't make a shvua. So therefore, the shvua should actually go back to the other guy. Because he's now chashud. And we say, we've got a chashud in front of you. The shvua goes back to the other guy. Right? But it can't go back to the other guy. V'chol ha'mechuyav shvua ne'chol yishava. What does he say? Meshalem. Right? It should go back to the other guy. But it can't go back to the other guy. The other guy, what's he going to, what shvua is he going to make? Right? Look at Rashi over here. So he said, "I'm going to have Abba have a mechuyav shvua." Right, ve'ein yachol yishava. So it should have gone back to the first guy, but why can't the first guy? V'chol mechuyav shvua ein yachol yishava meshale.
The guy admitted he said. What is the first guy going to say? The guy admitted that he took it.
There's no dispute, they snatched it. The question is,
That's where he said that the only way that he can get it back is if he makes a shvur against the aid. But he can't make a shvur against the aid because you're already pasul. But we're asking why it should now go back to the shvur of the ganav. I mean, the Nignav, the guy was stolen from. And why can't he make a shvur?
What shvur is he going
to
make?
He's got no shvur to make, right?
He
can't make a shvur.
The guy already admitted.
So therefore, he can't make a shvur.
He can say it originally belonged to me.
But again, what shvur is that?
Because
he already admitted that he took it. He's saying it was mine. By saying that you took it from me, he's saying it was mine. This guy said I took it. You took something of mine.
There's no dispute that the guy snatched it. Right. The dispute was who did it originally belong to.
But now there's no shvur that's mutal on the guy who it originally belonged to. There's only a shvur mutal on the guy who took it because he's got a shvur against one aid. And because he's a pastor, he can't make that shvur, so therefore no one can make the shvur, so therefore he's got to pay. That's it. That's the end of the day.
Why can't you just make a shvur that it belonged to him?
Because he isn't such a shvur. There's not such a shvur. There's a shvur against one aid, there's a shvur body of mixat, there's a shvur of hesait. There's no thing of a shvur that it was mine. We don't have such a shvur. Because the Chachamim would make such a shvur. So now, because he can't make the shvur, and there isn't a shvur for this guy to make, he also can't make the shvur, because there isn't a shvur for him to make. So therefore, it goes back to he pays. That's it. I think that's it. There we go. Okay, let's go. Right, so now, Amar Rava. So now look at this. Now we get a bit confusing here. Rava says like this. Kevate Rabbi Abba Mistabra. And Rava says, Halocha. Mistabra like Rabbi Abba. In other words, we've got two opinions here. We've got Rabbanan of Bavel, and Rabbanan et Yisrael. Mm-hmm. The one says it goes back to Sinai. The one says it goes back to the other guy. And if he can't make it, he's going to pay. So who's Alocha? Right? Who do we go like? So Rabbi says, Alocha kvatle Rabbi Abba Mistabra. Mistabra that Alocha is like Rabbi Abba. In other words, that would go back to the other party. If he can make a shvur, if he can't make a shvur, then the other person is going to pay. Come on, et Yisrael. Right? And what is Mesvara for that? The Tani Rabbi Amma. We've got a Mishnah Rabbi Amma says, he's got a pasuk, Shvuat Hashem, who makes the shvua? The original people make the shvua. The law bein hayorshim, right? The law bein. Look at Rashi there. Bein shnehem im baalei hadin kayamin, if they're still around, but not the yorshim. So in other words, if it's not the yorshim, right? Then come back. Look at Rabbi Chananel down the bottom here. Rabbi Chananel towards the bottom at the end there, where it's wide lines. He said, like, see that? He says it nicer there.
Mm-hmm.
He says, anybody who's mechuyav in a shvua and he can't make the shvua, he pays. So we don't have to even get into the issue here, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, of it going back to the guy. We don't have to worry about it going back, because going back means that he could have made a shvua in the first place. And if you could have made a shvua in the first place, and he made the shvua, why do we put the shvua on the guy and the other guy? Because the first guy couldn't make a shvua. So now it is a person to go back to. So if he should have made the shvua, he can't make the shvua, he's got to pay. Right? The Tanya be Ami Shvua Tashem Tia Ben Shtehem, Vro Ben Ayoshim. Now the Gemara asks the question, Yahechidami. Right? What do you give us some examples? What are you talking about? He says like this, Ilema de Amalei Manel Abba Beyad Avich. If he says to him, listen, there's a manner of my father's, in your father. It was 2 years Tomim are talking now, their fathers have both died. Right? After originally we could have explained it that they're both alive, just they're acting on behalf of their fathers. But it seems from the Gemara here that they're actually orphans, that their parents have died, and they're now arguing, my father lent your father money, he hasn't paid me back yet. Va'amalei, and look at this, the one guy says no. He says, Chamshin itle. He says, Chamshin itle. Now he's not as saying the Gemara. There's a subtle difference. Look at the next case in just 1 second. I'm going to skip over and we'll come back in a second. Skip over Mali Hu Mali Avu. In love, the Amalei Manel Abba Biyadvich. The second case is if he said your father owes my father or he owed my father 100, and he said to him Amalei Chamshin Yadana. I know about the 50. The Chamshin lo yadana, I don't know about the other 50. Exactly. Here he's saying, in the first case is, no, it's only 50. The second guy said, listen, I don't know. I know there was a 50. I'm not sure about the second 50. So one's a Bari, one's a Shema, right? So right, there's a difference between the first two, the first claim and the second claim. The first claim, he's adamant, no. The second claim, he's not so adamant. Look, now go back into the Gemara. So he says like this, hey, what are we speaking about? When Rabbi brought this, in name of Rabbi Ami, right? Brought from Ami, that Shvuot, this Pasuk, Shvuot Hashem, Tiyeh Ben Shtehem, and the Chidushia was, they make the Shvuot, not the Yoshim. And we said, what did Elam, but Amalei Mane Le'Abba B'Yad Abich, Amalei Chamshinit Le'Chamshin. So Mali Hu, Mali Avu, what do we care who the person is here? In other words, here was a case of Bari. He said, no, for the last 50 years, in my family, it's well known that there's a 50 owed to you. He doesn't owe you the other 50, you're a liar. Right? Look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Hechidami zoha shvur shechayev av v'chayotze ba ayoresh patur. Inayma da amalei manel abi biyad avich v'amalei chamishim itlei v'afilu paranelach v'chamishim lei v'ana paranelach chamishim leitlei. Kesa mali hu mali avua b'ta'anat bari ka'atu. Yeah, he came with a ta'anat bari.
He
said, well, I don't know, you got the 50 talking nonsense, and the first 50 we paid you back even. Right? So why did it make a difference to me that it's the Yatomim and not the father? When he comes such a Bari claim, it's as if the father's speaking. Right? So in a case like that, there's no chidushia. Right? So he says, Tarvayu Mechayve. Look at that. Then they both Mechuya. Both, I understand, it's both the father, both the son. Should make no shvua. But there's no shvua here, because the father wouldn't have to make a shvua. We said only when the father was alive and the love died, then the father would have to make a shvur to the Yatomim. But we speak about a case here where the father and the lover were alive. He wouldn't have to make a shvur. So there was never need to make a shvur. Right? So that can't be the case we're speaking about. So what case are we speaking about that Rabbi Ami brings this pasuk over here? In love, we're speaking about a case to Amalei Manli Abi Yadavich, Amalei Chamshin Yadana, the Chamshodana. I'm not sure about the other 50. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, yeah, the last Rashi there. Me'achar shu to'en tanat bari. Since he makes a tanat bari, lama eno yachol yishava? He can make a shvua. Make a shvua, it's tanat bari. So it can't be that he's speaking about. So we must be speaking about the case where he's not sure. Now look at this. Now we'll be proving over here that Aloha is like Rabbi Abba, right? So he says, So now, the more casual says, I amart, if you would tell me, bishloma aviv, ki hai gavne mechayev. I'm a bit turned over the amud. Right? So now Rabbi now carries on, right? That and to prove now how the aloch is like Rabbi Ami. He's like Iamat Bishloma Aviv, ki hai gavne mechayev. If you can tell me in a case like this, the father also might have had to make a shvua. Right, it's chikra le miftar gabe yoshin. Then we'd understand why we've got a pasuk that comes along and says shvuat Hashem tiyeh bein shnehem. Right, in other words, the yoshim don't make a shvua, but the original guy does make a shvua. Okay, and here there might have been grounds in a case for the father to make. Look at Rashi there. Aviv ki hai gavnu mechayv shvua umitoch shen liachol lishava. And since he can't make a shvua, because his father might even have to have made a shvua, right? In a case like this, because he might have mixed that. But he can't make a shvua. Why? Because he's not saying, I owe you half, I don't owe you half. Saying, I owe you half, I'm not sure about the other half. Therefore, he'd have to pay the money. Therefore, we understand why Rabbi Ami said, between the Malve and the Love, there's a Shvua, but not between the Yorshim. Because in a case like this, in the same case which we brought, the father would have had to make a Shvua himself, the father, the Love. Right? With me? Come clear in a second. Elei Amart Aviv, ki hai gavna nami patur. But if he would have explained that the father in a case like this also would have been patur, then cry gabe yoshim. I mean, why do we need a pasuk for the yoshim? Because the father in pasuk would have been patur. Obviously, the yoshim would have been patur. Therefore, what we've explained here is what's the case. The case has to be what's the chiyuv. Why do we need a pasuk? You know, pasuk because the father would have been chayev. So we might have thought that like, the father was chayev, so the child is chayev. Coming the pasuk is no. So what's the aloha? The aloha is that the father himself couldn't have made the shvua, because the father never really knew there was a tanat, not a tanat bari. He can't make a shvua. So what do we say when there's a case where the guy can't make a shvua? What do you do? you pay. And that is like Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba.
Right?
He wouldn't make it, if makhish, then it's a modern mitzah. But when it's a bari, it's a modern mitzah. When it's a shema, it's not a modern mitzah, therefore we can't make a shvua. So we see that here the halacha is like him. That this pasuk is referring to the parents, not to the children. That's what we needed a pasuk. He learned it from the bottom upwards, right? Why do we need a pasuk to exempt the children? Because we would have thought that just like the father has to make a shvua, the child has to make a shvua. Ah, so he's got to make a shvua, but he can't make a shvua. If he can't make a shvua, then he pays. And that is like Eretz Yisrael. It goes back to the guy. There isn't a shvua that he makes. Therefore, he's parted from his shvua, but he has to pay. Okay. So that is now. So now we've seen halacha is like Eretz Yisrael. So the bottom line is, this pasuk which we just learned, Shvuat Hashem Tiyeh Ben Shnehem, we've explained it to prove that halacha is like Rabbi
Abba.
So what did Rav and Shmuel use this halacha for, this pasuk for? Right, from Babel. Because they don't learn the same halacha. They say it goes back to Sinai. Right? And no one pays. No one pays. No one makes a shvua. So, Rav and Shmuel, Hai Shvuat Hashem, my Kadar Shebe, what did they use to learn about that? The Gemara is interested to work, right? My Dar Shebe says, me buy it, I need it for something else. Lichta Tanya. Shimon Ben Tarfon Omer. It's a Amori Yashim Ben Tarfon. Or the Shimon Ben Tarfon could be a Tanya, actually. Lichta Tar, brighter, of course, sorry. Shimon Ben Tarfon, that's Rabbi Tarfon's son. Right? Rabbi Tarfon's son says, Shvuat Hashem Tiyeh Ben Shnehem. What's it coming to teach us? Melameid Shashvua Chala Al Shnehem. That this shvuah applies to both of them. What's going on over here? We've seen this limud before. Look at Ikutei Rashi. The Ikutei Rashi over here that comes from earlier on. We learned this in Lamed Tet. We learned this concept. Look at Rashi. Both of them get punished for if there's a shvuah shav. Why? Because this guy wasn't particular about giving his money to an honest guy in the first place. And therefore, because he chose badly, and therefore, as a result of that, not being particular, he came to do Chilul Hashem. Okay, so that is, we can just wish Mark his birthday for yesterday. Actually, I forgot it was your birthday for yesterday. I made a mistake in my diary. Today's your birthday. But anyhow, happy birthday for yesterday, Mark. Right, okay. Right. Right. So now, Okay, so now, that's what they learned for. Now, while we brought Rabbi Tarf, Rabbi Shimon Ben Tarfon here, the Gemara brings a few other Jewish people. Shimon Ben Tarfon Omer, Azara, Le'okev, Achar Noef, Minayin. There's an Azara. Look at this interesting Lashon here. Le'okev Achar Noef. Now, what does it mean, Okev Achar Noef? Okev Achar Noef means like you're spying on him. But yeah, he says it a little differently. Right? Look at this. Look at Rabbi Hananel here. He explains what it means. Right? If you go to Rabbi Hananel, in line with the Tosfot there, Bahadeh, Sahadeh, Shaka, the last Tosfot on the Daf. If you look in line there, a few lines that says there, Vora Mashimu Ben Tarfon. Tashlua baita azara lo okeva chamamenaif. What is it? Perush? Mechin lo makom venashim leniuf. You assist this guy. Right? You facilitate. He's pimp. Okay, right? Minaj Yuchai. Where did you hire from? Right? Saris. What's it called? In Hebrew, Saris, no?
Sarsur.
Azara lo okeva chamamenaif. Tarei abaran, not enough. And what is it? How do you lotin af? You can actually read lotin af to also be lotan if. Don't help him. No. Be a noef. Okay. Now we've got another pasuk here, which Rabbi Shimon Ben Tarfon brings a few limunim of him. No. The pasuk over here says, Vateiragnu ba'ohalechem vatumru. This is Yatoma with Korach and the Mataim, whatever. Right, they mumbled in their tents, or whatever they were like, in their batomru. But Sinat Hashem Otan Hashem hated us. And therefore, Hotzian met with Chayim, Atatan Biara Emori, Lashmidan, he wanted us to get killed in the Emori. How do they translate the English there? Vateragnu?
Slandered,
okay. What does it mean? Vateragnu, if you look, it's made up of Turtem or Tartem, from the word like Tur. Right, like to this the Meraglim. You could be right. Sorry, you could be 100% right. The Ginitim. So they sent us to check out, they spied on the land, and then they besmirched. What's Aranar next pasuk? Why is it called Hanar Hagadol Nahar Prat? It's not really the biggest river. Right? So Shimon Ben Tarfon Omer, Karav Legabei Dehine Veida. Look at Rashi, yeah? He says, they explain, Rashi says, what does it mean? Was it Rashi? Legabe dinamina. Im nagata b'mashuach b'shemen. If you touch the guy who's been anointed with shemen, tia gam mashuach b'negiat. In other words, if you're close to greatness, you're great. That's the idea, right? Klomar parat hu katan mishlosh naharot. It's the fourth, with the last one counted. The chidekel, whatever the case is. And perhaps the last one. But arivihu prat, it's the fourth one. It's the smallest one, right? But kanu kore oto nargan, because of the big never. Why? Bishvil shehu niskar kan al shem et Yisrael. Because next it's Yisrael. Shehi chashuva niskar kam hu chashivut. Okay, the hinlashon shemen u'meshicha, right? That's the parable there. The Rabbi Tana, Eved Melech Kamelech. Okay, right. And he says, yeah, that the Rabbi Shmuel says that the Eved Melech Kamelech, the servant of the king, like a king. Because if you know the servant of the king, like you know the king, right? He's a big shot, even though he's a servant, but he's like the king for everybody else, but he sees the king every day. Okay, now we go to the next line of the Mishnah. Right, now we get a little bit more complicated. If you look at the ratio of the Rashis on the Daf, you'll see that the first half of Amud is like up to here in Rashi, and from here to here, all the rest of the Rashis, okay? So it's not an equal relationship here at all, but we got 9 minutes left, so we're going to do it very quickly. All right. So now we explained what it is. I explained, we learned the Mishnah that what has been Tanya Pinchas, that he writes in his Pinchas, in his ledger, and he then makes a shvua that what he wrote is correct. But any of you learned the Mishnah after on your own saw, no, it's a little bit different, a bit more complicated. Is that the case there in the Mishnah was that a balabait comes to the chenvi, the chenvaniya, more than acting just as a greengrocer, also acts as a bit of a banker. He's the one with the cash, and the guy's got an account. He said, look, if I pay my worker money and give my son some money to go pay wages and give my worker some food. In other words, he uses him like as his general banker and financier. And then the guy says, look, I never got my wages, but I paid you the wages. He said, I never got my food in the chenvanis, but I gave you the food. So now he has to make a shvua. They both make shvuas to the balabayit. The balabayit basically has to pay them back their money. And then there's a story between who owes the chenvani. The chenvani has to get his money back. There's no question that the worker has to get his money, right? It's not his problem, he's out of pocket. The question now, who pays? Right, that's the question. Tanya Amar Rebbe, we've got a bride to the Rebbe, says as follows. Torach shvua zu lama. What's this trouble? Why are we going through all this trouble here to make shvuas? Because there are two shvuas here. Look at Rashi. Both of them now make a shvua. The barabayit, the chenbani makes a shvua that he gave the money, and the worker makes a shvua that he never got his money. But now somebody's lying here, right? They can't both be right. The chenbani says, I never got my money. I says, I gave you the money. And the worker says to the barabayit, you owe me my wages. Now somebody's lying here, because either the chenvani is telling the truth, he gave the money, in which case the worker's lying, or the worker's lying and the chenvani is telling the truth. Somebody's lying. So by making them both make a shvua, one of them is definitely a shvua shav. So Rebbe's question here is, what are we doing this for? We're making a shvua shav over here, right? That's basically the brighter. So Amar Rabchir says to Rebbe, I don't know what you're talking about. Tell him we learned to the brighter in our Mishnah. In fact, you Rebbe, Shneim Nishba'in, but not him about a bayit. It's you wrote it in the Mishnah, Rebbe. You wrote the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says they buy back a shvur. What are you asking now? Question. So now the Gemara asks a strange question. Kibla mine or lo kibla mine? Did Rebbe accept that this is the halocha? In other words, when he wrote the halocha in the Mishnah, did he personally agree with the halocha, or didn't he personally agree with the halocha? All right, that's the show. Look at Rashi, a kibla or lo kibla. Look at Rashi there. Kibla mina, Rebbe mi Rebbe Chia, vahadar bay or lo. And does the Rebbe understand that it's not really a Torah Shvua? Because look at the previous Nishbe Venotlin, kvashna lanu vistamta mishna shnei Nishbe Venotlin. Right, so the Gemara brings a brighter. Toshma, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, poalin nishbin lechenvani. That the poalin make a shvua to the chenvani. Now the im ita, right? Lebal habayit mi baile. Who should they really have made a shvua to the bal habayit? Look at Rashi v'im ita. V'im ita the kibla. If Rebbe agreed with Rabbi Chia, right? Who was Rabbi Chia, right? Then know that they both shouldn't have made a shvua. That only one, right? So then the bal habayit, he should have made the shvua to the bal habayit. Nishbin the bal habayit mi baile. What are they going to make a shvur for? Who are they getting their money from? They get their money anyhow from the barabite. So they should have gone to the barabite to make the shvur. So Amar Rava, he says, no. But Ma'amad Chen Vani, that's what's actually happening here. It's not that Rebbe changed his mind, didn't change his mind. The Mishnah you have to read as follows. When he says Nishba'in, right, to the Chen Vani, it's not to the Chen Vani. He makes the Shvua to the Balabait. So it seems like Rebbe did accept, right? Abba Ma'amad Chen Vani, Ke'echid Elichsefu Minai. Because we want the Chen Vani there. He says, you make the Shvua to me, the Chen Vani. And he knows the truth, the Chen Vani. So if you're lying, in other words, it's like sort of an incentive to encourage you not to make the Shvua. Okay. Itma, stay kita. Now we're more, it's a little bit complicated here. We got a machloket here, or a mama here. Stay kita edim, a makhishot zu etzu, right? We've seen this, right? Because our Mishnah is a problem, right? If there are people that you don't trust. So itma, stay kita edim, a makhishot. We've got two groups of edim, and each one is saying the opposite. So there are two edim saying one thing, and two edim saying the other thing. So amravuna, zu ba'a bifnei atzma, umeida. The question now is, are these Eidim pasul Eidim from making a Shvua, from making any other Eidut, of any other kind? Right? Just out of interest, I left at the important Rashi. Look at Amarava, the last narrow lines there. Amarava, Le'olam Kible Mina. Rebbe accepted this, and therefore there aren't double Shvuas here. And the bottom line is, he needs to make the Shvua, but what's the Shvua make? He makes the Shvua in the company of the Balabai. Okay. Balabai. Right, so now, look at Rashi there. Makishotzu. Shnaim omim harag, ushnaim omim lo harag. So now we've got a real question here. One group of Adim are saying, this guy killed somebody. One group are saying, no, he didn't kill somebody. Now, if the group of Adim says he's killed, all right, the guy's going to get killed, right? And the other group of Adim says, right, so it's a serious case here, right? So now what look here. Zobab ne atzum zobab ba'edit acheret. Our question now is, because one of these Adim are lying. We're not sure who's the liar. So really, are they both pasul from a safek? We say they're both pasul, they're both liars. We're for sure one of you are lying, we're not sure who, therefore treat you both as liars. And therefore we can't use you ever again as Aidim. Right, that's the question over here. Right? So Rava says, Ravuna says, no, they can each individual look here, but lozo. You can't punish them both. We don't know. If they come together, one of each of the groups, if one from one group and one from another group want to give Eidut somewhere else as two Eidim, we say no. Because we know that in that group, one of them is definitely a liar. Right? But as a cut, right? But on their own, not together, they can give Eidut. Okay? Right. You got it? There's two. We know for sure that in this group.
But don't they check the Eidim first before they ask them to swear?
But they each prove. But the fact of that is that they've each got good cases. They've each got. They stand up in court. There's Chakira and they make good sense. Right, their alibis are good. But it can't be that this group says he killed him. This group says they didn't kill him. Because either he did or he didn't. So somebody's lying. So now we don't know who's lying. But we know that this group either lying or this group either lying. So when they're in. When they're on their own, so we don't know who's who, so they're fine. But if each one from each group comes together, we say definitely in this group is a liar. It doesn't matter. If you understand, brilliant. Let's go. Right? Right. So now. Rav Chisda says, what are you getting involved for? Even on their own. I don't want nothing to do with liars. Mm-hmm. Some of them, I don't want nothing to do with them, right? Neither of them. They must go home. We don't want nothing to do with them, right? So now the Gemara says, what's the case that they argued on? Shnei Malvin, Ushnei Lovin, Vushnei Shtarot. Hainu Pluktayu. This is their machloket. There's a Malve here, and there's a Love there, and there's a Malve there, and Love there. Each one's got their own star. The question now is, can this group be Aidim on this set of cases? And this group be Aidim on that set of cases, independently, without any connection whatever. There, we've got Rav Huna says that as long as they're independent, that cut and that cut, fine. Right, that was Rav Huna. And Rav Chisda said, no, irrespective, we don't want these guys. So that's easy. Now, in a new case, if we've got a Malve Velove, now we've got one Malve and one Love, but Shnei Shtarot, two contracts. How it happened, we're not sure. Right? Now, we know that only one star is right. Right? You can't have two star on the same loan for what, except another loan. Okay, we assume that would be the obvious answer that they're different loans. But the law is saying, I never took a second loan. Okay, and there's a second, but the second one over here. So what's the halacha? Yad baal hashtar ala tachtona. The owner of the shtar is batachtona. Right, look at Rashi over here. Malviv lo v'shnei shtarot. Sheyesh lo adam echad shnei shtarot al shtei halvaot al chaveiro. V'echad ben chatuma al ze v'echad al ze. Right, in other words, the Eidim. Right, those original Eidim. Baal hashtar ala tachtona. Bain Rav Huna, Bain Rav Chizda, Ein Chokin Bezush Arei Zeh Ba Alav Mikoach Shtei Kitot, Achar Ksharei Vacha Psula, Ein Ata Yachol Lifsol Et Shtei Hen, V'lo Lachshir Shtei. You can't say that both the Shtarot are kosher and or both are Pasul. Because definitely one of the Shtarot are signed by a Pasul group of Eidim. On each Shtar there's the two other Eidim. Now we know that those Eidim in the previous example, we know that either they Pasul or they probably not sure who. You can't say they're both Pasul, because then you say the guy doesn't owe him any money. But one of them is kosher, right? Hilchach shtar katan shebehem govehemenu va'agod liafsid. So what do we say? The lesser amount we take from him, because both shtarot agree on the lesser amount, right? Both shtarot agree on the lesser amount, because the shtar for 100 is also agreeing that you owe him 200. I mean, the shtar for 200 also agrees you owe 100. Fish omez lo zor yipsul mesfeke lo mafkina memonu minei ava biman avshach. Hakatan gor yesh bichal matai money includes in this one. That's the next case. Now the third case. Now we have a third case of these two Eidim. V'shnei shtarot, shnei malvin, v'love echad. Two guys each lent to one guy money. Right? Shnei malvin v'love echad. V'shnei shtarot. And two contracts. Hainu matnitin. He says that's the case of our Mishnah. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Shnei Malvin v'love echad. Hainu maditin. Shnei Malvin hotziu ishtaro alove echad. Right, each one brings out their shtar and says, you owe money to the same guy. Ve'echad mishtei kitot halalu, achat chadumah bezeh v'achat bezeh. Now, on the one shtar, there's the one group of Eidim that we originally had, and the other shtar is another group of Eidim. These two Eidim, we know that one of those Eidim are liars.
That'd be two loans to the borrower.
That was our previous case. Now we've got a new case. There we said, what's the bottom line? We said, because we know that one of them are liars, we can't pass all the shtar. We said he gets the shtar, but he only gets the lesser amount. Now we've got a third case. The third case is there's two different people, right, creditors, but they each got the same debtor. They lent back to the same person.
Well, why can't they have both lent to the same person?
That was in the previous case.
But also this case. You said no, two lenders.
Right.
Right.
Because in the previous case, one guy, what do you want to say? Why can't they have
both? No, I don't understand the problem. Because you've got two lenders to lend to the same guy.
Right. That's our case now.
Right. Could be two loans. Why does it have to be mutually
exclusive? Oh, they're separate loans.
Fine.
But we've got Eidim on the loans.
Yes.
And now we've got the one cut of Eidim and the one cut of Eidim. Now we know that those Eidim we've assessed before. Previously the one guy said he killed the guy and the one guy said he never killed the guy. So we now say one of them are liars. So now we've got two individuals. In the previous case was the same guy who had two loans. So Miman of Shach, he got back at least the smaller amount of the loan. He got back something. He has two people. If we say this guy's pasul Eidim, then this guy loses his money, and this guy will get his money. If we say he's pasul, how do we decide which one's going to get the, which one's going to get the money? That's our question now, right? If we decide that the one star is pasul, then one of the malvim loses all his money. In the previous example, he only lost the part of the bank because there's one guy.
What's the borrower say?
The borrower doesn't say anything. The borrower, with the question, the borrower's probably arguing all of them.
Okay.
Okay, but the question is who the Eidim.
Okay.
The borrower agrees, there's no question, right? The borrower takes a check and writes a check. The borrower's obviously disagreeing, he's disputing with the Eidim. But now the question is, do we rely on the Eidim or not? Right? So now look at Rashi. Shnei malvin v'love echad. Hanu maditin, shnei malvin hotziu heshtar zeh, v'echad mishtei kitrot halalu, echad chatuba bezu v'echad bezeh. One each Eidim, right? Lo kame bayelan, my kamer av huna, right? Lo kame bayelan, my kamer av huna. But the Hainu Matnitin, Diktani Nishbin, and Notlini Bal Habayit. In this case, it'd be a Shvua. Avabi Sha'anu Yodin, Shechad Mehem Sheker, and Yechorin Lafsid Et Echad. Since we know that one of them are lying, we can't say no because we can't decide each one's going to get it. So therefore, you're going to make a Shvua. Right? Viniskakin and Beitin Lagvotan. If a Beitin gets involved, Vahachi Namid Rav Huna. So that would be according to even Rav Huna. Right? Because Rav Huna, what was Rav Huna? Rav Huna said, Zevifne Atzmo, but yeah, they actually. Basically together, right? Same thing would apply to Rav Huna. He said, no problem. Each one will come independently to Beit Din, and they make a sure, right? Look at this. Rashi uses the lashon. Rashi says, this poor love. Right, look at Rashi uses the word love ani, this poor love, because he's got two guys on his cash, right? Loke bechamin ashtaralu al yaday eru psula. Even though we know that one of them is eru psula, so the ani is saying, I don't know you both the money, right? We go down, we can't help it. He loses out. Ela beachol lafsir et echad min ha'malvin she'enach yaday eze psula. So they can't make a shvua, right? So this poor love is going to be schnad basically, because what can you do? Can't help it. Right, we know one of them's a liar. The third case, the fourth case is the Mishnah is, right, shtei lovin u'malve echad. Other way around, the two lovin and one malve, and they're challenging it. U'shnei shtarot ma'ayu, Moses says, taiku. Okay.